You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a love for cardiology and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents got their very first Valentine. Egyptian mythology, biblical text, Greek and Roman scientists and philosophers all felt it the organic hub of human emotion, yet symbolically, it bears vague semblance to the organ it is associated. Theories abound as to its emblematic origins, from its similarity to the Egyptian hieroglyph Ib, to the visions of Saint Alakoch, to its facsimile of the extinct Old World contraceptive Sulfium seed, to its comparison to a woman's vulva. But regardless of enigmatic symbolic origins or the fact our brains govern our feelings, metaphysically, we still associate our emotions with the myogenic muscle. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, it's time we had a little heart-to-heart. No flowers, no candy, no cards, just a sonic Valentine directly from the hearts of Bo Diddley, the Jewels, Jesse Fortune, the Crickets, Jerry Capehart, the Donnays, James Brown, Elvis, and Little Richard.
Holy heart failure!
The Dodrell GMR was the first mechanical heart successfully used in surgery in the summer of 1952. 3 summers later, Bo Diddley, along with Willie Dixon and harpist Lester Davenport, cut a clever tune in which Bo associates his own heart machine with the love of a woman. Chess felt the tune was a flatliner and put it on ice for decades before being released on a compilation of Diddley rarities in 1991. Heart-O-Matic Love. Though the disheartening task of replacing Buddy Holly would prove largely ineffective, the Crickets did produce excellent post-Holly material. with Holly Friend and pre-Cricket bandmate Sonny Curtis at the helm. The Crickets cut a spate of should-have-been hits by late 1960 that invariably found a greater success in the hands of others. More Than I Can Say, I Fought the Law, and this 1960 cut, Baby My Heart.
You got a baby, my heart, treated gentle and kind. Tell me that we'll never part. You gotta make up your mind if you wanna get along with me. Oh, you got a baby, my heart, baby, 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 my heart. If my teardrops ever start, you gotta let me know that you just want a little me the most. Oh, oh, you got a baby, my heart. You're gonna be my very, very own. Whoa, you got a baby, my heart. Baby, 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 my heart. Treat it gentle and kind. Tell me that we'll never part. You gotta make up your mind if you wanna.
The Jewels cut an original tune for the aptly titled R&B label in 1954. Promptly covered by the Charms, it was their version that hit number one on the race charts before making a murmur on the pop charts, where the Fontaine Sisters' cover would hit number one. The song continued to hit for other artists over the next two decades while the Jewels faded into obscurity. But perhaps the biggest heartbreak for the Jewels came when appearing on the same bill as the Charms and having to watch the latter perform Hearts of Stone instead of them.
Hearts made of stone will never break, 'cause the love you have for them, they just won't take. You can ask them, please, 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 please break, and all of your love is that has changed. Although you love them, they're starting just the same. You can ask to please, 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 please break, and all of your love is that has changed. I thought you knew I'm a man of stone.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
Although his recorded output barely registered a blip on the blues EKG, his voice registered big on the Windy City blues scene. Mentored by the omnipresent Willie Dixon, vocalist Jesse Fortune cut a few 1963 singles for the USA label with Dixon, Big Walter Horton, and Buddy Guy, before growing disenchanted and retiring to his West Side barbershop while occasionally performing at clubs, which is what Jesse was doing when he collapsed on stage in 2009 and later died of heart failure. Heavy Heartbeat.
Stabbed a man in the heart.
The Donnays cut just one 1962 single for Detroit's tiny Correct Tone label, whom didn't even have the heart to release it but sold it to the not much bigger Brent label. Brent distributed it in the UK under the Oriole label, where it ended up in Brian Epstein's NEMS record shop and into the hands of the Beatles. So who were the Donnays? Three girls remembered as only Janice, Gwen, Michelle, and lead Yvonne Symington, a.k.a. Vernie, who later cut several solo singles for Correctone. Devil in His Heart.
Oh, I'll take my chances for a man. You speak about the objective hardness of the Vulcan heart. Yet how little room there seems to be in yours.
The suitably named Jerry Capehart was an otherwise forgettable singer, but a hell of a songwriter, who happened upon Eddie Cochran while looking for someone to cut demo records of his material. Jerry had a hunch about Eddie's star potential and quickly became Eddie's producer, manager, and lyricist, penning the teen anthem, Summertime Blues, amongst others. The Capehart demos sometimes featured Jerry on vocals, but always displayed Cochran's dazzling fretwork. 1956, Heart of a Fool.
Pretty baby with the long hair, I know you played it cool. You played the game of broken hearts with the heart of a fool. Cause I believed you, yes I believed you. You let me love you with the heart of a fool. I never was a scholar, was never good at school. I learned to love the hard way with the heart of a fool. Cause I believed you, yes I believed you. You let me love you with the heart of a fool. You know you should have warned me, I didn't know the rules. Now I'm just a lonesome traveler with the heart of a fool. Cause I believe you, yes I believe you. You let me love you with the heart of a fool. Too many times I loved you, too soon you said goodbye. Too late I learned my lesson, now too many times I cry. Cause I believe you, yes I believe you. You let me love you with the heart of a fool.
His mother left him at four to grow up in poverty and turning to petty crime, but it was the act of heart by Bobby Bird that put James Brown on the good foot. It's feasible to posit that without Bird's help, Brown would have not become the hardest working man in showbiz. Bird continued at Brown's side to the end, singing at Brown's 2006 funeral, and together as a member of the Famous Flames on 1960's This Old Heart.
Some years later, that happens to a young man who they called the Cane. Well, he sung too many songs. Had himself a heart attack or something.
Finding its genesis in a Miami man's one-line suicide note, Mae Axton gave Elvis a demo of a song she wrote with Tommy Durden and performed by Jacksonville DJ Glenn Reeves. Elvis created an echo-drenched, sparse, gloomy atmosphere that was quite a departure from his Sun recordings. The tune was rumored to have RCA execs reaching for defibrillators. Even Sam Phillips thought it a morbid mess. But to Elvis's genius as producer de facto in his early RCA stuff, he proved his uncanny ability to hear gold where others heard nothing. Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby, I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, they could die. Tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because you're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. This is Matt Masters reminding you that wherever you go, go with all your heart. My special thanks to my wife, Andy, and Jeffrey Chaucer. Be sure to send your Valentines to WMAT@mail.com. It certainly was one of Little Richard's more circulative songs. Originally recorded for the Peacock label in 1953, whom chose not to release it until 1956, the year after Richard's breakthrough. During that breakthrough year, Richard cut a remake for Specialty Records, but that too would sit in the can until 1960, and only after receiving a 1959 female backing vocal overdub. I'm not sure why the song had such a convoluted path, because the undubbed 1955 version was fine just the way it was, directly from my heart.